Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC with Fred Tice, political reporter for WBUR, the public radio station in Boston, as we compare, we're looking at the record of Deval Patrick in office so far, since there has been so much comparison of his campaign language with Barack Obama's campaign language. And Fred, Clinton won the Massachusetts primary despite the endorsement of Obama by Senator Kennedy. Could Massachusetts Democrats have felt like they had heard the Obama campaign themes before and had some buyer's remorse?
There's been no exit polling of Massachusetts voters to determine that, but that's certainly the buzz here, that that people felt like they had heard it all before, and it wasn't quite working out the way that they had hoped. And there's further speculation that the folks in New Hampshire got the same message, because, of course, most of the people in southern New Hampshire are in the Boston television market and so are fairly familiar with Massachusetts political figures.
Where does race come into any of this in your analysis?
You know, I don't think at all. We're one of the whitest states in the country here, and I think we have 8% of the population that's African American. And it simply wasn't a factor at all in people's decision to vote for Deval Patrick. I just can't imagine that it really was a factor in their decision not to vote for Barack Obama.
So you talked about Patrick getting into trouble over casino gambling. What else has been a hallmark of his first year?
Well, his inability to work with the legislature,
No, we're talking about Massachusetts now, not New York. Just kidding.
You know, it's really funny that you should mention that, because initially, even during Deval Patrick's transition, there were worries about how he was going about his transition and whether he was moving quickly enough to put things into place. And people were comparing him to Eliot Spitzer. And I think now, as people here certainly look at both those governors, they think, oh, my gosh, you know, they certainly had their shares of mistakes, and particularly in the way they deal with the legislature.
Well, there are some interesting parallels, and I guess some differences. You know, parallels, yes. Here were two governors coming in following Republican governors, two Democratic governors. They both won by landslides. They both got into some trouble for standing behind a policy which was not kind of the central theme of what they ran on. In Spitzer's case, the driver's licenses for illegal immigrant drivers. In Patrick's case, the casinos. Both in trouble with their relations with the legislature, although, you know, Spitzer came into office saying he was going to have a strong arm to make the ethical change that was needed in Albany. It sounds like in Massachusetts, Patrick came into office saying he was going to reach across the aisle and do more to get along with Republicans.
I think that's right, although he was also urging Democrats to do more than merely respond to Republicans. We had four Republican governors in a row, even though we're a heavily Democratic state, and he thought it was time for the Democrats to set their own agenda, and he spent a lot of the time on the campaign trail talking, saying things such as, we've got to offer more than replace bad leadership with ordinary leadership. We have to stand for creative leadership and vision.
Susan in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Susan.
Yeah, I find this fascinating, especially with the reflection on Obama. I'm just curious, how much experience in government had Governor Patrick had before he ran for governor?
He had no electoral experience in government. This is the first time he's been elected to anything. He was the assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights under Bill Clinton.
Thank you very much.
Donna in Plainview, you're on WNYC. Hi, Donna.
Good morning. It's Plainfield, but that doesn't
matter. Oh, Plainfield. You're in New Jersey, not Long Island. Okay.
I'm astonished that you had a caller call in and say that Obama should be giving credit and say, well, I'm quoting my friend Deval Patrick. he was not quoting Deval Patrick. They were both quoting Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, Franklin Roosevelt. These are speeches in the public domain. No one needs to. Surely the effectiveness of that speech was that people, I thought, was that people recognized that these are famous American speeches, words that have inspired us all along. I just can't believe that nobody keeps saying, that people keep saying, well, look, here's Hillary quoting Bill. Hillary quoting Bill isn't the same as anybody quoting Thomas Jefferson. We know what Thomas Jefferson said. We don't remember what Bill Clinton said. This is, I just think you ought to make that point, Brian. I really expect you to make that point.
And you've just made it, Donna. Thank you very much. Talk a little bit more about the role that Patrick is playing in the Obama campaign. He's listed as national chairman. He's not the only national chairman. Is that correct?
No, that's right. He's one of the co-chairmen. These two men go back together several years when Deval Patrick decided a few years ago to think about running for governor. He consulted with Barack Obama, so at that point they had already established a friendship. He says that Deval Patrick says that Barack Obama equally consulted with Deval Patrick before deciding whether to run for president, and they also share a. Their chief strategist, David Axelrod, is their chief campaign strategist.
Tell me one thing. We have 30 seconds left. I haven't seen much of Patrick. I've obviously seen a lot of Obama. I don't get the same inspirational feel from Patrick. I feel like, just again, watching the few speech excerpts that I've seen of Patrick, that Obama is an inspirational speaker at another level. What would you say?
I would say that I'm surprised. A lot of people say that, and I'm very surprised that they say that, because I've seen them been in the hall with both of them, and I find that Patrick is actually the more dynamic speaker.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Fred Tice, political reporter for WBUR Boston. Thanks a lot for coming on with us.
Thank you, Brian.
Now, all this political season, WNYC has been bringing you the major campaign debates. As far as I know, we're the only radio station in America to make this kind of commitment to the debates. And tonight could be the final one, as Clinton and Obama debate one-on-one in Cleveland. It's the last scheduled one at this point. MSNBC has once again graciously given us permission to air the debate on the radio as soon as they finish airing it on television. So that'll be at 11 o'clock tonight on AM 820 WNYC. And, of course, we will play highlights and get your reactions back here on The Brian Lehrer Show tomorrow morning. But Clinton Obama tonight at 11 on AM 820. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Talk to you in the morning.